I could picture him, like, you know, they're like, oh, this guy, you know, he's the answer. He knows his shit. And then he puts his outfit on for the first time and walks back into, like, the bar or the whatever. And they're like,
they just beat his ass.
Oh, shit.
Listen, you have the answer for everything but fucking your style and choices and clothes.
You're making us look like assholes.
Hello, welcome to Because Nerd. It is August 2020 as we record this. I'm your host, Chris Farrell. I'm joined today by two of my best and oldest friends, Clint.
Hey, man.
And Mike.
Hey, now.
Hey, guys. We got a listener.
We have a fucking listener.
What?
Can you believe that? Dude, I was so excited. I was like, holy shit, there's a listener. And I don't know who they are.
Are we related to him?
I'm going to say no, but yeah, probably. That's the cool thing is, like, normally I recognize him.
I feel like that's a personal slight because I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, hey.
You trying to say all my listeners are my family?
I apologize. That might be my unconscious bias. I don't know.
Well, it's funny is it's M-S-A-D-M-A-M. So M-S is the abbreviation for Mississippi. So maybe it's like Mississippi Admam. I don't know what Admam means, but or it's Masadmam.
I feel like it's like we're just being spammed.
Oh, yeah.
There was just a bot that was just listening to our stuff and just like trying to find keywords. And then it was like,
right.
The answer. Oh, that sounds important.
Please tell me more. Yeah. Do you want to know more about the answer?
It's like, what is it? Starship Troopers? Like, the answer? Do you want to know more?
Yeah, dude. I'm really excited for Masadmam. We love you.
Misadam. I don't know what this is supposed to be going.
Nope. Don't like where this is going. Nope. Not good. Not good.
Well, we love that. We love that listener engagement, right?
Yeah. I mean, nothing gets you more excited than like a random person commenting on something that's not negative and horrible, which is what Misadmam did, which is thank you. So we're going to get, you know, who are we if we don't give our listeners what they want, right? I mean, that's what Bakur's Nerd is all about. We like to give you what you want.
Hey, it's customer first around here.
God damn it. Now I got to do the whole episode like this. Fuck.
you're dialed in.
It's in my head, god damn it. All right, well, all right, this one goes out for Miss Admam, hopefully, or maybe not. I don't know, maybe it's a dude. I'm gonna say it's a girl.
It does say Miss at the beginning, or at least it looks like it does.
All right,
sorry if it's Adam and he's misspelled his fucking name.
He accidentally put an M or an N in there and it was Actually, if you think about it, I mean, that is the perfect name if you don't want to be, you know, gender...
Gentrified?
You really can't take M-S-A-D-M-A-M, any other male or female, unless you take the first two letters, which is M-S for Miss.
It looks like it says Miss at the beginning and Ma'am at the end. I mean, if they didn't know what they were doing...
Wait a minute. Okay, Miss Admam is a 75-year-old lady, right? And she works for the last newspaper in Mississippi, and she does all the ads in the back, right? So her name is Miss Ad and then Ma'am, because, you know, when you're older in Mississippi, they basically punch you in the face in school if you don't say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
I remember that, yeah.
So I think that Miss Admam is like the town's oldest newspaper person that does the ads in the back. And she was like, who's this answer? I'd like to know more about him.
Well, if she could help us with our marketing, she definitely needs to get in contact with us more often because we need some help.
Yeah.
So,
fuck, I'll take all the work I can get from anybody, man. Jesus Christ. All right, so this one goes out to Mrs. Admam, the country's best ad placer in the paper.
And we need to bring back ma'am. I feel like that's missing in society.
Yeah, no. I mean, nothing is worse than you move to Mississippi when you're 10, 9, something like that, whatever. And I get there and I'm from California. I came from, you know, surfer, fucking blonde hair, everybody's dude this, dude that. And then I get to Mississippi and, like, I swear to God, my first day in school, it was like, you know, children, we have a new student. And would you like to tell everybody where you're from? And I'd go, yeah, sure. And she'd go, yeah. And I go, yeah, sure. Yes. Yes. What? yes, I'd like to tell you where I'm from. I don't know what's going on here. And she's like, yes, ma'am. You have to say yes, ma'am every fucking time. If you don't call me yes, ma'am, you're going to the goddamn office. And then literally for the next 10 years of my life, I was like in the office every day because I didn't say yes, sir, no, ma'am.
I just see Clint up there like, you know, it's like, would you like to tell us where you're from? It's like, yes, I would. Yes, you would. Yeah. Oh, sorry. I mean, yes, bro. I would love to tell you where I am from. Yeah.
it's fucking killer, man. There's total killer pipes.
It's totally tubular where I'm from.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a culture shock. It was fucking nuts. And in Mississippi, that back then, dude, it was like, we definitely got spanked every day in school. And this
barehanded was, pants down. I don't know. It was kind of weird.
I had to pull them. I don't know why my pants had to be down, but everybody else didn't. But yeah, no, I mean, they would send you to the office. I didn't even know Mississippi could paddle people. And so I go to the office, and he opens the door and brings me in, and I'm thinking like, oh, here we go. I'm going to get in trouble, you know. And you see this paddle on the wall, and he's like, all right, boy, I fucking gave you some swats. And I'm like, some swats? What are you going to hit me? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm going home, man. It's crazy.
He's right. Like, all right, I tell you what. Just get my dick wet, and we'll call it even then.
He goes, oh, all right, I'll take the paddle.
So what does this have to do with the answer?
Batman. All right, guys. So on today's Killing Batman, we've got Aaron Nicholson. He's better known as The Answer. He's a supervillain from Marvel Comics. And we're going to go back and take a little bit of a history ride here for The Answer. He starts off as a member of Hydra. So basically, so The Answer used to be a hitman for Richard Fisk. And he is the son of Wilson Fisk, who's the Kingpin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Richard Fisk, Wilson Fisk's son, controlled the Las Vegas division of Hydra. And he was always like the fucking, you know, stepchild of Kingpin. You couldn't kind of live up to his dad. And he brought in The Answer, who is, like I said, full name Aaron Nicholson. The Answer is from Marvel. He's a supervillain. His powers and skills are unknown. I don't know why they have him listed as unknown, because I guess it could be anything. His hobby is causing trouble, and his goals are to destroy anyone that gets in his way, and his crimes are theft and robbery, and he's a super criminal.
I love how his name already begs, what is the question?
Right, exactly. And I'll tell you what the question was, is like, where the fuck did you come from? Because if you look at him, it looks like Jambi fucked the Zoltar machine from fucking the movie Big back in the day. Because like, literally, the dude's the most ridiculous looking stupid fucking person in the world.
He did appear in 1984. I mean, that was the height of the cocaine years. You can be.
That was the height of the gypsy movement? Because that's what he fucking looks like.
Who knows what Cocaine Jim did before he came up with that outfit.
And so he volunteered to be the guinea pig for Fisk's attempt to grant superhuman powers. So he was kind of like a Captain America super soldier kind of thing, but only for the mob. He basically got it done. It didn't work. And he just kind of was like, fuck, that sucked. All this preparation, all this stuff didn't work. And I guess Richard Fisk was just like, ah, fuck it, it didn't work. I guess go back out in the streets and do some more crime. Well, he went out there and he was walking around on the streets and he was cornered by some enemy assassins. I don't know who sent them. They weren't specific. And basically, as they started to kick his ass, he started to develop superpowers. So like in whatever situation he was in, he would get whatever superpower was needed for that moment, but only for like 5 minutes, right? So he never knew what he was going to get, for one. And he wouldn't get it until the very last minute. So that's the fucking dumbest power.
I mean, in a way, this is kind of okay, because this is like it's a take on
Darwin.
Well, yeah, it's a take on Darwin, but that's a take on a bigger thing. Marvel has a set of powers that is just like adaptation powers. Darwin is, I would say, the other end of the spectrum from what this guy has, because Darwin will just like fucking get a power and keep it.
Yeah, yeah. He can keep it indefinitely, right?
He does. Yeah, I mean, but it's also not chosen. It's his body reacting to some bullshit. So like, it's like the reaction that his body has to not die. It's not to fight. It's not necessarily to defeat. It is just to survive. I remember, I feel like he was fighting the Hulk one time and like turned into an amoeba or some kind of bullshit. I don't know, just some stupid shit like that.
He turned into COVID-19.
So like, that's all it needs to be.
He turns into one of those little bugs that you find under wood piles and they kind of curl into a little ball.
Right.
He just does that. Batman, where'd you go? Where'd you go?
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is, like, Darwin, I think, has actually had to like turn into this kind of shit and live with it for like long amounts of time. But like, The Answer, at least if some stupid bullshit goes down, 5 minutes later, he gets to go ahead and like wipe his hands of it and be like, yeah, we're cool. And hey, look, it's Logan.
It's fucking Logan. Hey, Logan.
Hey, it is, motherfucker. Hey.
Fucking Logan,
what's
man.
Up?
God damn it.
This guy's got the answer right here.
Logan, where's your girlfriend? Is she with Cyclops? Oh.
It's late, Logan. Actually, I'm going to fuck this all up because obviously I was ill-prepared. Are we actually doing the Killing Batman?
Oh, we're doing it.
Yeah, man.
We're fucking rolling. We're really talking
about
doing it live.
We're really talking about the answer.
Trust me, we didn't prepare shit either. Yep. Don't worry about it.
The answer popped up because Ruby Thursday, and it was kind of a part two to that, but also because we had one listener online that her name is Miss Ad Ma'am. She's an old lady that works in Mississippi that she runs the ads in the back of the paper in Greenwood. And she's real old.
He doesn't know that. He doesn't
know that. I do know that.
So if
I totally know that.
If that is still in the podcast, we just lost our listener.
No way.
She'd be like, fuck you motherfuckers, I ain't old.
Why is it a she, Mike? All right, so yes, we're not prepared. So let's get down to fucking brass tacks.
Let's go ahead and get this Killing Batman dead.
All right, here we go. Killing Batman, right? So we got the answer. The answer is Aaron Nicholson from Earth 616. He is a villain of mainly Spider-Man and basically worked for Richard Fisk, or Dick Fisk, if you will.
Yeah, cordially known as Dick.
Yeah, they just call him Dick, and he's like, I said my name is Mr. Fisk. Stop calling. All right, Dick.
Quit calling me Mr. Dick.
Stop calling me Dick Fist. And he's like, but you're always jerking off. That ain't my name. So he was a top hitman for Richard Fisk, who's Wilson Fisk's son. A little bit, just really quick, Aaron Nicholson, the answer, he looks like, I'm going to say this again because it's too funny not to, he looks like Jambi from Pee-wee Herman, fucked the Zoltan machine from the movie Big, and then became a bad guy.
Dude, he totally does.
It's terrible. And I don't understand it at all. Like, his costume makes literally zero fucking sense. But anyway.
What I fucking love is the whole thing. Like, his name is the goddamn answer. And so, like, this whole thing about, like, he's, like, hanging out with a bunch of mafiosos. And, like, it's hilarious for me to imagine that they're, like, trying to extort somebody and the guy wouldn't cooperate. And they were like, you gotta give us the fucking money or else we're going to kill you. And the guy's like, hey, man, I don't have the money. And they're like, bah, da, 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 and they're like, fucking kill him. And then they're like, fuck, man, what are we going to do? And then this guy's over here like, "What? Why don't we get some cleaning fluid and just clean it up? And they're like,
that guy,
this guy's the answer.
He's got the fucking answer for everything.
This guy knows what he's talking about, man. So, hey, you're known as the answer now, man. Yeah,
hey,
this guy's all
we
right.
Need some, we need some prosciutto tonight for dinner. Where do we go? Let's go to 43rd. Hey, he's got the answer again. He's a bad guy.
This guy knows everything, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, this guy's good.
Hey,
he's so good, man.
Stupid Jackie. You look like, it doesn't matter. He got the answer for everything. He's the actually, good point on that, Chris. Good point, because before,
yes.
so he was experimented on as like part of a super soldier project, but instead of super soldier, it was super gangster that didn't work initially, which was like totally failed. But before he was the super villain guy, his name was the answer because he was like Rain Man. The dude was like idiot savant smart.
Well, they describe him as an unusually smart man. So that wasn't a superpower. He was just unusually smart to start with.
Right.
I think he was hanging out with a bunch of people that just didn't really know what smart people were like.
They're just really dumb monsters. They're like, listen, I got a fucking tire here that's flat. I got a fucking a wrench. I don't know what to do with this shit. And he's like, hey, man, you put the wrench on there. And he's like, you got the fucking answer. You are. Dude. Ba-da-ba.
I mean, I think we've all known so many people that's like, this guy over here, I guess we're all talking gangster now. This guy over here, he's so smart. He's got his
he's
shit
a
together.
Smart act. Smart ass. This smart guy over here. He's
bada
smart.
Bing, bada boom. This guy's always got the answers.
And then you're like, you beat the guy. And like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
You're like, this guy can't put his pants on in the right direction. Why
and you can tell
so
that he's been told
smart,
his
man.
Whole life that he is smart by his dumbass gangster buddies. So when you actually talk to him, he's like, yeah, they call me the answer. I know some things. And you're like, what do you know, answer? And he's like, ask me fucking anything. Like, all right, what kind of bullets are in that gun? He's like, big ones. They're called 5.9s. What? No, they're not.
This guy's smart. This guy knows his shit. The 5.9s. Yeah, that's right.
That guy's
the 5.9s.
That's right. Hey, I used to have 5.9s in my gun.
I know if I wear these fucking purple pantyhose over my face, you can't fucking tell who I am. I tell you what, I know that answer, you son of a bitch.
I can picture him like, you know, they're like, oh, this guy, you know, he's the answer. He knows his shit. And then he puts his outfit on for the first time and walks back into, like, the bar or the whatever, and they're like...
They just beat his ass.
Oh, shit.
Listen, you had the answer for everything but fucking your style and choices and clothes.
You're making us look like assholes.
He probably doesn't get his ass beat because he's got these great unpredictable powers where he just like...
All right, hold on. Before we move on to his powers, I got to give you a little background on something here. I read this last night and I fucking about died. So the answer can escape any situation by manifesting whatever superpower is called for to do so, right? So that said, he doesn't know what kind of power he's going to get when he gets them. Now, I'm going to say this because we're talking about his stupid-ass costume, right? He possesses intelligence and intuitiveness and wears a special armor coated with friction-eliminating chemicals, allowing him to slip out of any hold and, in turn, stops anything from attaching to him. Why the fuck does he need that if his goddamn superpower is to turn into whatever gets him out of the situation? Why does he need a slippery suit?
Because that was developed to fight Spider-Man. So, like... His gloves and his boots have the frictionless material, and that's basically to prevent Spider-Man's webs from sticking. But doesn't that mean that his feet are now slippery all the time?
Yeah, absolutely. And why wouldn't his power help him? So is that the one power that he can't do is turn slippery? Like, did they find out somehow? They're like, you can do anything. Your body will save you from anything except for... being slippery. You can't turn slippery for some reason.
Except for spider webs. They're definitely going to tangle you up. You're never getting out of the spider web.
Spider webs are bad. Yeah.
So, like, well, who made that suit, though? Because they actually say that he could be a great engineer, but it's like, well, is he a great engineer or not? Because it's also been written that he got all of his equipment and that suit and everything from the Kingpin's staff built it.
Oh, so they're making fun of him. So basically, they were like, hey, this would be hilarious. Hey, let's make a suit for him and tell him it's like super slippery. So they make it and they're like, hey, Ansa, listen, we made you a fucking special suit because you're such a loyal man. We gave you this cool suit. And he's like, I don't know, guys. It's purple. It doesn't fit me. It looks stupid. And they're like, no, it's really fucking slippery, man. I promise.
No. Look, man, it's a slippery suit. It makes sure nothing can grab you. The webs can't get you. Like Doc Ock's things can't get you. Nothing. Man, and he's like, it just feels real oily. And they're like, oh yeah, I mean, you got to keep applying canola oil to it constantly. But like, don't worry, man, it's gonna keep you fucking slick, dude. You'll be good.
And so, like, realistically, they're snickering behind his back as they're like, he fucking put it on. Can you see that shit he's actually wearing? I didn't think he'd wear it. He's fucking wearing it.
Now we gotta get him out in public.
Hey, Ansa, there's a bad guy over there. Go get him.
He looks across the room and he's like, why is there a big chunk of fabric cut out of that fucking purple curtain?
No, because they were actually serious when they were making the suit. It was one dude named Jim who was very high on cocaine, and he was watching Pee-wee's Playhouse, and he's like, I got it. I got the suit. I got the idea. Like Here we go. Give me that curtain.
This is on Wiki Write-Ups. The Answer's superpower is develop any power or ability that he needs to confront danger. Typical examples include becoming capable of rapid flight to get away from an explosion or superhuman durability to endure physical assaults. This is nigh instantaneous and low effort. Thus, he can flow from one ability to another as the situation evolves. But even in this article, it goes on to say that he can choose his focus of his ability on a problem that doesn't pose an immediate danger. However, he doesn't do that because it's a little more draining, so he doesn't casually do so.
What the fuck? Wait a minute. Hold on. So he's like, yeah, I could do anything I fucking want if I put my mind to it. I'm just not going to do that because it's I'm tired when I'm done.
That ain't my fucking job.
I mean, that's a lot of extra effort, though, bitch. I don't want to have to worry about that bullshit.
He's always, they get into a situation and like all the mobsters around him are like, hurry up, answer. That guy's got a Tommy gun. He's going to shoot us in the face. Yeah, I could do something about that, but my powers are going to make me too tired. I don't fucking think I'm going to do it. And they're like, what do you mean, too tired? Come on.
Right, well.
So he's just lazy. Yes. Like, go take out Spider-Man. And he's like, all right, my plan is to walk up to Spider-Man. And that's it. I'm just going to go up to him and see what happens.
So that's it. So his powers revolve around not knowing what's going to happen. But then he's also said to be able to be taken cold by a sufficiently rapid ambush. And we'll normally...
What the fuck? God damn it.
And he'll normally...
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
He'll normally concentrate his superhuman energy into one or two powers at a time. Of course, the power of the answer has an upper limit. For instance, he knew he couldn't directly defeat Silvermane in the 1984 Rampage.
So wait a minute. I see him like after the fight, like later on, like he's all black-eyed and bruised, got whelps on his head and shit like that, and they're like, answer, what the fuck was going on, man? I thought you could fucking handle anything. He's like, nah, they snuck up on us, man. It was too quick.
I didn't see it coming. They're like, what the fuck? You didn't see it coming? I thought that was your goddamn power, answer.
Hey, bitch, I'm the fucking answer around here. Don't you question me. I'm the answer. Don't you question me.
I tell you what the fucking answer was, and I wasn't ready. God damn it.
So, Cocaine Jim definitely created this character because
100%. Oh, no doubt.
He is all over the place. It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No, not at all. And, like, does the answer have kids? And, like, he's at home and he's, like, taking a shit and he walks out of the bathroom after he's done and his kid, like, jump scares him. And he's like, oh, shit. And then he turns into, like, I don't know, something hilarious because his powers just react and he kills his child.
Someone walks in on him jerking off. He just rips his dick off.
His hand turns into
See,
like
I wasn't
fucking...
jerking off after all. I was ripping it off. It's like on purpose.
I was just fighting with it the whole time. It was like it was trying to attack me.
His whole powers just turn into him fucking stuff up because he gets scared. He's like, oh my God, rips his dick off because his hand turns into like a spiked ball or something because he gets scared.
And poor answer's like, close the goddamn door. Now I got to sit here for 5 minutes until this is over.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, all right, so hold on. I want to put something in because I thought it was funny where I was reading about Kingpin sent the answer to engage Spider-Man for his first abilities, and at first the answer struggled, but each time that Spidey attacked him, he gained the ability to counter him, and then Black Cat jumped into the fight. The answer escaped, having taken both their measures. Anyway, the Kingpin planned to use long-term exposure to the Black Cat's bad luck power to cause problems for Spidey. He had the answer arrange a plot to keep them together and coerce Black Cat to agree to the ruse because of her debt to Kingpin. This is going up, but my point is, like, Black Cat's bad luck power, it's funny to me. Like, I feel like this whole thing, her power, I didn't realize that Black Cat had a power of, like, just giving people bad luck, which is funny to me in general.
She just has to run in front of them. Oh, goddamn it, Black Cat just crossed my path.
Right. So, like, this guy's already, like, extra slippery, and now he's got someone who's hanging around that, like, fucks up people's luck. Like, this, he's going to have a shit day, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I just got it. Black Cat.
Yeah.
And bad luck.
Like, when Mike said Black Cat walking in front of you. Okay. I've known this character since, you know, I was a kid, but that just clicked. I'm like, oh.
You know what's funny? If you think about it, like, you got Black Cat's powers are bad luck, and the Answer's powers are to adapt to anything. So if Black Cat and the Answer were fighting Spider-Man, his powers would work, but he'd have bad luck, so they'd work slightly wrong. And, like, it would be a shit show of an entire fight. Like,
So I feel like in the back, like, there's, like, a backroom deal going on, like, Kingpin and like, his other right-hand man kind of guys. And he's like, hey, guys, look, I got these two newbies that are trying to get in and, you know, see if they can figure out how to work their way into the organization. It's a guy who calls himself the Answer. He seems like he's a fucking smarty pants know-it-all. And then this other broad Black Cat. So I think if we paired them up together and sent them and told them they could beat Spider-Man, it'd be fucking hilarious. Like, they're just going to be a fucking comedy team, man. Like,
they're just going to cancel each other out the whole time. It's going to be like a slapstick routine, you know? I mean, he won't die. His body will keep him from not dying, but it'll be fucking hilarious.
They should have named him, like, No Straight Answer, because the dude is, like, totally, like, not consistent, right?
So I was trying to figure out, like, it said that, it, you know, it doesn't happen to everything, but there's a level. At some point, it becomes a thing where it does happen, and I was trying to figure out, like, what is the trigger now where it happens? He's, like, in the bathroom, and, like, he had an extra stinky shit. The whole thing's really bad, and, like, he's about to leave, and then someone's about to walk in, and he's super embarrassed. It triggers his power, and, like, he just turns into, like, vacuum cleaner mouth and, like, sucks the room out of all smells. Like, what happens?
Yeah, exactly. No, here's another situation too. Like, he's in a building, right? He's going downtown to go see Dick Fisk, his boss, and he's like, oh, I gotta take this fucking elevator, man. This is a 30 fucking floor building. And he had, like, burritos the night before from fucking Rolando's. At the last minute, the door, like, comes back open, like, hold the door. And, like, this really hot lady walks in, and he's like, ah, Jesus Christ, no, no. And, like, he's going to fart real bad, but he doesn't want to. and like halfway up he fucking shits his pants and just like turns into a fucking, I don't know, a ceiling fan or whatever the fuck, what'd you turn into in an elevator, but like he just turns into something stupid or like he, what's the levels of how he turns? Like if he gets so embarrassed and scared, does he just turn into like an explosion and like kill her and then like reform, or like what happened?
I think he would just really just fuck it up and shit his pants or something, and it'd be really fucking embarrassing. But then like later he's back at his warehouse and at his like lab working on his stupid ass suit to try to make it fart resistant. He's putting like charcoal filters.
He's like, they don't fucking call me the answer for nothing. I'm gonna stick ass filters into my fucking suit. Now next time I shit myself, no one's gonna smell that stuff. I swear to God.
No, wait a minute. I just had an idea. He gets in the elevator. He's real happy. He's about to fart like this really good one, right? And the girl walks in. And like at that moment, right when he lets it go, his powers trigger and just shuts his asshole. And so it didn't really turn into anything. It just made his asshole go away. And then he's like, oh, fuck. What the fuck happened? And he doesn't know his asshole's gone. He just feels it's a little weird down there.
I know exactly what happens.
I think what happens at that point is hemorrhoids.
Oh, yeah.
Just develops auto hemorrhoid.
It's just like all hemorrhoids.
Yes, yes. His body right, just exactly. gets
auto hemorrhoid. Engage.
This is another crazy ass power that he has, and it would be hugely beneficial with Batman, I would think, right? So Nicholson, he's capable of analyzing superhuman powers by watching a person in action. He can then use his smarts to devise countering strategies. This can gain critical information through superpowered observation.
Superpowered observation?
So apparently he's just very fucking, what, I don't know, he can pay attention real good?
He like really looks at you.
Yeah. Yeah. I pay attention real fucking good. Yeah, that's my goddamn hey, power.
This guy that's over here, the answer, he pays attention all the time, let me tell you.
No one can beat the answer. He pays attention he too much.
The answer's a good listener. He's a good listener if you ever got to talk to him.
Not only does he know everything, but he pays attention to my problems.
And he's got an answer.
The other day I was over in the fucking stall. I was trying to jack off just in the middle of work to calm down a little bit. The answer's like, hey, man, what you doing in there? Jacking off? It's like, oh this guy.
He's paying attention, that one.
He knows everything.
Yeah, that's my dick in my hand. You pay attention. Let me say this real quick too, because we got to wrap this up quicker than normal. I want to get to this point. So we've talked a lot about the answer and his backstory a little bit, but the reason he was brought up was because we had on our Ruby Thursday episode, we had a comment from a listener. Thank you so much, Miss Masad ma'am.
Yep.
And basically, they wanted to know a little bit more about the answer. And so who are we not to oblige, right?
We're here to give answers.
Yeah, and I was being very fucking astute and paying attention, and I saw the comment, and I was like, who am I not to fucking answer, bitch? So the reason he was brought up is because Ruby Thursday, if you've listened to our Ruby Thursday episode, which I'm pretty sure you all have, he was dating Ruby Thursday, and basically he had a brief romantic liaison with Ruby Thursday at some point in the past, to which she called an end. So she broke up with him, right? So she broke up with the answer. Poor answer. He wasn't very astute. She was fucking somebody else, and he didn't see it.
Powers didn't kick in on that one, huh?
Powers didn't kick on that one at all.
That was a casual use of his powers. That didn't.
Yeah, he was like, I'm too tired if I try to figure that shit out.
That's gonna take a little too much energy. I just go my own.
I think she's fucking Jimmy, but I'm too tired to figure that out right now. I don't have an answer for it.
There's plenty of fish in the sea to be with a whole lot less draining on me.
So basically, she breaks up with him. And then she recently then approaches him and asks him to fetch AIM's procurement budget for her, and which he did. So she breaks up with him, and then she comes back and she's like, answer, can you answer? It's 5:30. Please get the AIM budget for me. And he's
wait.
How the fuck am I going to get the AIM's budget?
She just put him into like accounts payable or something? He just joined the finance team?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. She's like, I'm breaking up with you and I need you to go get the books. And just so you guys know, The Advanced Idea Mechanics, or better known as AIM Machine for an abbreviation, is an organization in the Marvel Universe dedicated to using science for their evil purposes. They create super weapons, which they sell to crime bosses, dictators, supervillains, and terrorist organizations such as Hydra. So that's a little bit about AIM, right? So she says, answer, can you please get me the AIM procurement budget? And he's like, the budget? What the fuck? What do you want to know what they're going to spend? So he goes and gets it. And then soon afterward...
I mean, sure, I guess I'm the fucking answer, but I mean, yeah, it seems like a waste of my powers.
Wouldn't you rather have the machine that does the... She's like, no, I need to know what their profit and loss was. And he's like, ah, fucking all right, I guess I'll get the budget.
There's a merger coming up.
Soon afterward, word got to him that Bullseye was out to assassinate him. But he later discovered that Bullseye was actually hired by AIM to assassinate Ruby instead. So there we got our answer.
Wait, that fucking guy who was the hostess? That was fucking the host. The fucking host.
Right.
We don't know genders anymore. I'm sorry.
You mean the bus boy at the fucking Ruby Thursday?
Ruby Tuesday, the host over there? The guy who just threw the menus at the table?
He was always real smart on edge in the front with the fucking computer head and shit telling me what time it was. That guy? Anyway, so he said he was assassinated. So basically, Bullseye was hired by AIM to assassinate Ruby Thursday and then wanted to get to her through the answer. So Bullseye decapitated Ruby, but he let the answer keep her head. And then the answer went into hiding to search for a way to reactivate her head. So let's think about this for a minute. The answer gets broken up with by a basically an alarm clock. And Bullseye shows up and he's like, hey, man, I'm going to kill her, but I need you to help me kill her. So why don't you go get the AIM fucking procurement budget? And then come back, and then we're gonna cut her head off, and then you can keep her head and have her back. And so the answer takes her head, goes back to his evil lair, and he's like, "What the fuck? I mean, he broke up with her. So is he doing things that are like, I'm pissed at her, so I'm gonna like do shit with her head that she wouldn't like?"
I've seen Ruby Thursday's head, and I'm pretty sure that he's probably just like, you know, like really killing it in his local bowling league.
I could tell you what he's doing. He's fucking that head.
He's fucking that head. Exactly.
I mean...
Tell me what time it is now, you son of a bitch! It's 5:50. Well, if you remember right, though, Ruby Thursday's head can morph into different shit, right?
Oh, it's a perfect bowling ball. Exactly. So, like, when he fucking misses, it sticks a tentacle out, and it just, like, knocks the others down. Like,
exactly.
Everyone's like... It's like, this mother... Man, god damn it.
Yeah.
How does it keep striking every goddamn time?
Because he's the fucking answer. He's got to answer for everything. He's very astute.
This guy, dude, he brings the bowling ball in for what you fucking need, man. This guy's good.
Answer was sore torn up after he broke up with Ruby Thursday there. Do you know where he went after that?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I just see him getting drunk at the bar at Ruby Tuesday.
So Ruby Thursday breaks up with him, and he got really depressed, so he moved to Cleveland. He's like, I got to get out of this city.
He was just a huge Drew Carey Show fan, and he was like, you know, I always felt like Cleveland was just a happy fucking place, man. I got to get over there. Like, I think I could start a new life there. Like,
he's got like a little 13-inch TV, and he's like depressed, and he's like in his apartment, and he's watching the opening, and he's going, Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks.
It's like, that's it. That's the fucking answer right there.
Go to Cleveland.
So, all right. So I was trying to imagine like him and Batman wrapped up in a fight, since at least at some point we got to figure out how this guy's going to take down Batman. And from what I seem to have understood so far, like I imagine like the two of them getting to like a fist fight. Batman's probably thrown a couple of batarangs at him. And like,
you mean batter grabbers?
Well, there's batter-grabbers and batarangs. They're two different things, but, you know, like what he did to the Flash. Like, there's a batarang, like, coming at him, but, like, the answer just, like grows spring feet or some bullshit and, like, springs out of the way too fast and, like, he's done and, like, he comes back down and, like, Batman's like, God, this guy's good. What am I going to fucking do? And, like, he's like, I'm going to have to fucking grapple him into submission. And, like, fucking comes in and grabs him, and he starts the whole fucking judo aikido bullshit and like really going at it.
Throwing judo chops at him. Nothing's working.
He's too slippery.
I can't get a grab on him.
My batter grabber slipped right off of his boots.
I can't grab the batter grabber. Doesn't work.
Keep slipping off of him.
The batter grabber ain't grabby enough.
I'm going to have to throw a batarang.
The answer's trying to like keep up with it, but his power, like he's getting exhausted and just shits himself. Hmm. And Batman's just like, oh God. This is too much.
No bat weapon I've ever created can handle this.
I gotta get the fuck out of here. This is the worst.
I don't want to touch the shit.
I kind of felt like the easy ending to this one is the answer shows up, and Batman is like, you know, basically observing him, but he's also observing Batman because remember he pays attention, right? And he sees Batman every night, like he peeks through the bat fucking cave window. And he's like, yeah, that guy's in. Look at that fucking douchebag in there fucking crying. Look at that. He's got a picture of his mommy on the TV. Oh, mommy, this oh, fucking mommy, oh. That, right? And so, like, Batman comes outside for a smoke or whatever the fuck Batman does. And he's like, hey, Batman, what are you doing over there? And he's like, what the fuck? So he pulls out a batarang and he's like, throws it as hard as he can, just fucking whips it. And like, as it's coming towards the answer, right before it hits him in the forehead, the answer's body reacts and turns him into Martha Wayne. And then it sticks him in the eyes and he doesn't die because his body, like, you know, he doesn't die. It just absorbs the batarang. But in that split second, Batman sees his mom die again and then basically just blows his own fucking face off and dies.
Wow.
That's it.
That's dark.
You know, I don't even understand how this fucking worked, but there was a part where Silvermane was about ready to kill Kingpin. So he basically figured out that the only way to save him was to turn into pure light and life force.
Oh, right.
So now basically he's reduced to unconscious energy.
Hmm.
And actually after that point, he mentally contacts Dr. Octopus. He's going to help him get his body back. Dr. Octopus doesn't let him. But what if he just turns into his light force thing and enters Batman's brain?
Right.
That would work. The only problem is I think it would take too much effort.
Yeah.
So in Clint's example, he's just letting Batman beat the shit out of him. And I think in Mike's example, it actually takes just too much conscious effort, I think. He's just too lazy. So he turns into Martha and then, like, hands him a gun.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Same time. Like, as he's dying, a gun appears. I don't use guns because then I want to eat a bullet.
Oh, God.
This got dark. Should have wore a face mask. And not left your mouth exposed for that gun barrel.
Yeah, I think that would do it.
Oh, that was dark. That's it, man. Case closed.
All right.
Boy, it really makes you wonder why the answer hasn't been in a whole lot more comics and movies.
Because he's stupid. Because it doesn't make any sense. He's either like super invincible or he's just stupid. It doesn't.
He's just slightly slow mobster that is too tired to do anything, and
he has like a constant case of mono.
I'm just tired, man. I'm sorry. It seems like a casual use of my powers.
I'm gonna take a nap real quick, and then I'll come back. Give me a cannoli. I'll think about it. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yep. Well, Batman's dead. I think our job's done.
I think that's the answer.
Batman's dead, and that is the answer, folks. Dude, It's really fun to do the really horrible, like, Jersey accent or whatever, mobster accent.
That's all this whole episode. Like, that's all this thing is.
That's right. Thanks again, Masada. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Because Nerd. If you liked it, make sure to subscribe, share, rate, or comment. And check out becausenerd.com for even more cool shit. And if the spirit has truly moved you, you can pledge your support directly to us on Patreon. Because Nerd is a production of Scriptic Media.